Well, good morning, everyone.
I'm gonna borrow Amelia for just a minute. And the reason I'm borrowing her is because I want to remind us that yesterday was a very special day. Yesterday was a very special day. It was a day of birthing. Do you know that? It was a day of birthing. It was a banner day for our family. I mean, when I mean banner day, that means it's a very special day for our family, for the Hamrick, the McAfee family. It was a special day. First of all, because early yesterday morning, a little bit after 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what? You know what happened? Elizabeth might know. What happened real early yesterday morning? Huh?
Sean was born.
We had our first grandson born. Of all those 6 beautiful granddaughters, we finally had a grandson. Stephanie gave birth to her baby boy, Sean Eric, which Sean, by the way, Sean, so that you know, Sean is, and it's spelled, it's got a funny spelling, it's S-E-A-N, that's the Irish spelling, Sean is the Irish word for John. And so I believe that Eric is going to have Sean's patron saint as St. John Maximovich, or St. John of Shanghai, also called St. John of San Francisco. He was a mentee. He was a person who had been spiritually brought up by St. Tikhon. And St. Tikhon is Eric's patron saint. But they also, St. John of San Francisco, also had a heart for the Western Rite as well. So there's some special reasons. So Sean, I say all that to say Sean is the newest person that will be coming to church here. It's probably going to be a few weeks before we actually see him here, but he is a beautiful baby boy. 7 pounds, 3 ounces. You probably don't remember when you were 7 pounds, 3 ounces. 7 pounds, 3 ounces. I can gain that much in a week, you know. 7 pounds, 3 ounces. So, but he was a healthy baby boy. So we had a birthing yesterday. Sean Eric. And we are proud. We're proud grandparents. Horia, Pamela, and me, we're proud. But also, yesterday, there was another birthing. Did you know that? There was another birthing that happened. You see, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, you must be born again. You must be born again. It's not good enough to be just born of the flesh, that is, to be born of your mother. As Sean was born of the flesh yesterday. He was born, indeed he was born. But Jesus said, you must be born again. And he said, not of the flesh, but he said, of water and the Spirit. Of water and the Spirit. You've probably heard some people say or ask, are you born again? And you know what? They may be asking a different question from the way that we understand it. But to be born of the water and Spirit, what does that mean? Water and Spirit. I have it over here. Zach. Baptism. Water. Water. And it's the Spirit that hovers over the water, that sanctifies the water, the Holy Spirit. And it's the Spirit that comes when we chrismate and seal, and you all have been sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is our entrance into the church. And I hold before you our newest member of the church, my youngest granddaughter, Amelia Marie, who yesterday was birthed. She was birthed into the church. Not, of course, she was born of her mother on August the 27th, but she was birthed out of the waters of that baptism. I tell you, she's gotten big since she was born. Father James kind of had to double her over a little bit to get her down into the baptismal font. But she went down into the waters like you all did to die with Christ, to die with Christ and to be raised again and to receive as Jesus had the Holy Spirit descend upon him like in the form of a dove. So through her chrismation, the Holy Spirit, we didn't see a dove, but the Holy Spirit came to Amelia. And she is a brand new, newly born of water and spirit, Orthodox Christian. But let me ask you this. Is it enough to be born? Do babies stay the same size? Will Sean just stay 7 pounds, 3 ounces? I hope not. So what do we have to do to get Sean to be as big as you kids? What do we have to do? Or what does his mom and dad have to do? They got to feed them, right? Yeah. They got to feed them. They got to feed them. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is telling about the parable of the parable of the sower and the four different kinds of soils. And he said basically, you know, we can be planted in all different kinds of soils, but unless we're planted in the good soil, then we are not going to grow to anything with fruit. So my question is, here we have a newborn Christian, Amelia. Is that a guarantee that Amelia is going to grow up to be a good Christian person? Is that a guarantee that she's even going to be saved? Is that a guarantee? And the answer is no. No. She's got to be planted in the good soil. The good soil is the soil of truth. It is the church. It is receiving the holy mysteries. It is being taught the Bible. It is learning to live the Bible. It is learning to show God's love as we've received God's love, living it by showing it to others. With love, even if they hurt us, even if we're not thanked, we continue to grow, to learn, to receive the gifts, the holy mysteries, the sacraments, the body and blood of Christ. And today, Amelia is going to have her first feeding. She not only is hearing the word of God, but she will receive the word of God very literally. She will receive for the first time the body of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And she will begin a lifetime of growing in the good earth, the good soil. And so we all must remember, while we give thanks for these births, a birth that you all have experienced, let us grow. Let us grow in the good soil. Let us grow in the good soil of the church, our family, who teaches us the things that God has delivered to us. Let us grow in the goodness of God. Let us give thanks for our birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.